Not a lot, David, because we expected everything that happened out there on the floor. What really jumps out is the fact that the Jazz took care of business and did not let this be a trap game to the point where they let the Knicks hang around and for the most part, make a ball game out of it that they didn't deserve to have.
This was a mental energy game of zero. You didn't use anything other than physical energy. How important is that for a team?
I think it's healthy. When you've had some of the tough ball games the Jazz have had here in the last week and a half, where they've had to fight, grind in order to win, and they've done a very good job at that. But it's healthy to have one of these basketball games here where guys can just have a little fun, but, you know, take care of business.
Did the Jazz play well? Were the Knicks awful? Where do you put this one?
I think the Jazz did what they had to do with a team that was not prepared to play a team as talented as the Jazz. I thought that if push came to shove, the Jazz probably could have played better. But, you know, with the combination that Quinn was able to put out there on the floor and, you know, Moutier getting over 26 minutes of the ball game here tonight, he deserved it because he did play well. Quinn trying to lessen some of the minutes of Rudy and Donovan and, you know, those kind of guys and put the pressure on some of the guys off the bench.
So Manuel Moutier was the story pregame because he was playing against his old team, and then he was as good as he's been all year. The 20 points are not where he was as good as he's – like, that's not what we're talking about. It was his season high, but the rest of his game was equally as good as the 20 points.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, and it's awfully good to point something like that out because a lot of people look at, oh, boy, he got 20 points. He played well, you know. There's games where guys can get 20 points and just stink it up out there on the floor. But, you know, when you play well, that means you're making your teammates better. You're not turning the basketball over. And you're just making, you know, good things happen out there on the floor. And if you're looking like you do often, the plus minus out there on the floor, if you're in that minus category and you get 20 points, you know, what does that say?
We are live for you on postcast on Locked On Live on Periscope. Also, Locked On Live on Twitch, on Facebook, and on YouTube, and Locked On Sports on Periscope and on Facebook. Thank you very much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Dotson Gordon wants to know the minutes of the starters tonight. 26 for Bojan, 29 for Royce, 26 for Rudy, 26 for Joe, and 25 for Donovan. That matters.
Yeah, it really matters. Quinn did a great job, a masterful job, I think, of getting everything he needed out of those players in a short period of time and giving other guys a chance to win.
Josh, Jason Morford from Facebook, was that finally a low-stress game to call? Yes, it was. And the last few games have been Ron can attest to this. I think I was out before we took off after New Orleans, right?
Yeah, you were. You put – and for our listeners, David has these blinders, these things he puts over
eye shades,
is that what they're called? And he was gone. The whole trip, I mean, that was like a 3.5-hour flight. You were gone. You were tired.
I was out. It was time to get that done.
And I was glad because he didn't talk. I was asleep as well.
Let's go to our YouTube account. Conley will not need any load management after sitting out this long. Hope he is learning something about how the Jazz play. We've kind of avoided the Mike Conley questions recently. Let's take one tonight just because there's not a lot to talk about this game. First of all, I think probably it was interesting for Mike to be away from the team for a week. He's done that very rarely in his career. What do you think this has done for Mike Conley from a viewing standpoint of what this team is?
Well, I think, you know, a player like him that's been around the league so long and he knows the game, he knows what the Jazz want right now. Sitting and watching this system, something that's a little bit different, you know, can only help him. But if you're not healthy enough to execute what the Jazz are doing out there on the floor, it doesn't help. So getting healthy, how long is that going to take? You know, it's really hard to say. I don't know. But they say rest is what you need, you know, for something like that to heal.
Bunch of guys on Facebook are making fun of me for calling Mitchell Robinson Melvin Robinson. I'm hoping I only did that once, though Mitchell Robinson played a lot more like Melvin Robinson tonight than he did. Look it up on Wikipedia. Andy on Facebook says, how can a few moves make such a chemistry difference? We look like a new team.
Well, they were key moves, and not just they were moves that made your team better. And you've used this analogy of George Niang going from small forward to a power forward that's made a tremendous amount of difference in what Quinn can get out of him and his game. I mean, he fits in. He's not that quick of foot, so he's able to stay in front of some of the power forwards defensively, and he can take advantage of how quick he can get his shot off for those three-point shots. And then Moutier's obviously is continuing to get better. Jordan Clarkson comes in with a high-energy type player that can and what I like is a threat to have a big night. You know, he can go off on you.
Craig on YouTube says, I can see Moutier's development on the pass, on the dribble under the basket. It's interesting. I was talking to the New York people, Rebecca Harlow and their radio voice, Ed, and that was kind of the play I talked about before the game. Like, he's doing this now, and then promptly the first play of the game, he does it out to a Boyan three. So I was appreciative of that just on a personal level. PG Jazz on Twitch, just because I wanted to get our fifth format mentioned tonight, also on Twitch, says thanks for the awesome calls. We really appreciate it. A few questions about Tony Bradley from Joshua on Facebook. What's your thoughts on what you're seeing out of Tony?
Well, other than I'm like what I'm seeing, because I think he's getting better. But he's got to learn how to stay on the floor. He's got to learn if he's going to be valuable to this team. You know, some of the fouls that he's getting could put the Jazz in a terrible position if Rudy's in foul trouble there as well, you know, to the point where you'll have to put Rudy up back out there on the floor when if Tony can give him 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes a game, that would be crucial. But the important thing for him defensively is to be able to stay on the floor.
Adam on Facebook, should we look at a playing the five starters together and then a Moutier, Conley, Clarkson, Niang, Bradley second unit? I mean, I think Mike Conley after 13 years is probably still somewhat of a starter in this league at $30 million. The one that's really interesting is Emmanuel Moutier is just playing well enough it's going to be hard to take him out of the lineup, and that's a great credit to him because that chance of – by the way, how about that Nash dribble on the first play for Moutier? I just want a little – thank you. Sorry, that was the Knicks radio voice right there. I mean, Moutier is really going to – Moutier is the one that's making this tough on the coaching staff because the easy answer was you just take Moutier's minutes away and put Conley in there with some other minutes diminishing and you move on. But Emmanuel Moutier is playing well enough. That's a hard call.
You know, you look at this and say, okay, Conley's coming back and the Jazz are playing well, you know, and this is a luxury for Quinn to have so many options and things like this. This could turn out to be not that
luxury as
you think, you know, but Quinn will figure it out, and sometimes things like this work out themselves, you know, maybe a little injury or something like that, or you know, to the point where, okay, we got Conley, so we're not going to worry about it that much. And incidentally, I know you call that a Nash dribble. Nash made it popular.
Right.
That search dribble has been around a long
time.
Right.
Coaching staff calls it the Nash dribble, so we listen to them enough. Hey, we got a bunch of really nice comments in the comment section about the job we're doing. We want to thank you. Our numbers have just been fabulous on this show. We super appreciate you jumping aboard and finding us and being a part of it and joining us live every night and the postcast people that listen to us after the game. So we super appreciate that.
We got some good questions there, too.
And great questions, and the interaction's great, really fun. We really enjoy it. So thank you guys very much. Everybody's just hunky-dory happy when you win 7 in a row and 12 and 13. Have a good night.